questions bite-sized.
Short and curly bites.
Bites, 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 bites.
Short and curly bites.
Big questions, small serving size.
Momo, I just got the invitation to your Halloween party.
Ah! Will you be there?
Yeah, of course. I've already bought my costume. I'm dressing up as a guy who wears bright colours.
Oh, you are stepping out of your comfort zone and I'm impressed.
Now, who else did you invite?
Oh, you know, Eleanor Gordon-Smith, Matt Beard, Tony Ravioli, Lord Blobfish, the Joker from Batman.
Wait, did you say the Joker from Batman?
Yes.
As in Batman's nemesis?
Yes.
The really evil guy who's always robbing banks and blowing up hospitals and just generally committing horrible crimes?
Yes! I wonder what he'll dress as.
Molly, you can't be friends with an evil villain. How could you want to? Plus, people will think you're bad or villainous as well.
Why? I'm not an evil villain. I don't rob banks. The Joker and I have our own friendship separate to all that stuff.
I don't think you can separate yourself from all that stuff.
Today's short and curly bite-sized question.
Is it fair to judge people based on who their friends are?
Eleanor Gordon-Smith.
This is a great question, and it's one adults have to deal with too. We don't always agree with the choices that our friends and family make. So what message are we sending to the rest of the world when we keep being nice to them anyway? Well, before we judge someone based on who they're friends with, it's important to remember that there are lots of reasons we might keep being nice to someone, even when they've done something not very nice. For example, maybe we think the person is sorry and they've changed. Maybe we think that thing is just one small part of who they are and we like the rest of them more. Or maybe we just don't want to be judgmental. We don't keep score of every good or bad thing that someone does. But in fairness, the rest of the world can't tell whether that's why we're still friends with this person or whether we just don't care that they did something bad. Like, if Molly kept being friends with someone who bullied me, I might think she doesn't really care about me being bullied. And so I might judge her for not being very nice to me either.
Aw, poor Eleanor getting bullied.
It's an imaginary situation, Carl. It's okay. It's not real.
The point is, people might draw conclusions about you from who you hang out with. After all, it's a choice to be someone's friend. But you can always say, hey, I know they weren't very nice about that, and I don't want you to think that I don't care. People should understand that there are lots of reasons why we stay friends with people, even when we disagree with them. After all, if we all cut off everyone who made mistakes or did bad things, not many of us would have any friends left. All right, I gotta bounce.
Can't wait to see you at my party! Yay, the Joker's RSVP'd, and he's bringing Lex Luthor, Darth Vader, and Gollum.
Brother.
Short and Curly Bites is made by ABC Kids and Family.
Tell your friends and teachers to find more episodes of Short and Curly via the ABC Listen app.
Thank you to Violet for sending in our curly question today.
It's a question you can keep pondering too. Is it fair to judge people based on who their friends are?